This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Christmas is traditionally a season of joy, family reunions, friendship, and generosity. So why do we get so tied up in knots about the perfect turkey, the perfect outfit, the right gifts, the right amount of sparkle?
It's not about the kitsch, it's about the connection that, according to Fran Ferguson, a registered clinical counselor and stress and wellness consultant in Courtney and Powell River, Fran says Christmas and the holiday season is about caring about those we love, about finding ways to include the lonely and disconnected, and about making meaning in the season.
Fran Ferguson joins us on the phone from Courtney. Welcome back to People First Radio, Fran.
Hi, thanks very much. Happy to be here.
Fantastic. In your article, I'm Dreaming of a Stress-Free Christmas, which is still available online, you ask what might be the pivotal question, what is your reality this year? Tell us more about how current realities need to be dealt with.
There's lots of different realities for people. If they've got illness, if they've got grief, economic climate changes things for a lot of people. It means people have often very high expectations around Christmas time, and this year things might be different. So it's important, I think, for people to acknowledge what is going on, what is the reality. There may have been changes in the family, a death, a divorce, you name it, and just looking at that and saying, okay, Christmas is going to be different this year. We can do it differently, and that's okay.
What about tight budgets and lack of money? If we could put finances into this in terms of the realities.
Same thing. That's a big issue for a lot of families come this time of year. And the gifts that we give, the most precious gifts, if we think about them over the years, what is the best gift that you ever got? It's not the most expensive thing. It's often the gifts that come from the heart. It's not the number of presents under the tree. It's the connection with the person who gave us the gift that really matters. Sometimes a really well-written note or card with some homemade treats or fudge or something like that may be a much more meaningful present than something that somebody spent $100 on, because it's a gift from the heart. So there's lots of ways that we can share that with people. Sometimes people try to make up for it at Christmas time, that which they haven't done all year, and that doesn't work. But really, what we want to be doing is sharing the significance of people in our lives, telling them how important they are to us, letting them know how much we care about them and love them. That's really what it's all about, and that doesn't have anything to do with budget.
Fran, you encourage people to change things up around the commercialized approaches to Christmas. What do you mean by that? What does it mean to change things up?
It's not buying into all the ads that we see on TV or that come into the flyers. And all that is about selling stuff, the kitsch. And it doesn't really get at what Christmas is all about. So when I'm saying change things up, it's sort of, you know, sometimes it's ignoring those ads or it's ignoring those flyers and saying, okay, well, you know, what is it about that Christmas that really matters to me? And sort of daring to do things differently. You know, for example, if somebody has everything and, you know, they don't need, you know, just one more gizmo, daring to buy them maybe a pig for a family in Ethiopia. Something, a donation of a gift that might make a difference somewhere else in a big way. Sort of daring to think outside the box in terms of the possibilities, rather than saying to the same staid old traditions.
A lot of stress comes from making Christmas Day the main event. I'm wondering if you could tell us more about that.
For sure. particularly where there may be in-laws and blended families and stepkids and all of that, it gets pretty complicated pretty quick if we think that everything has to happen on Christmas Day. We have to see everybody on Christmas Day, and then we end up not spending meaningful time with any of them and just feel stressed. Well, you know what? There's a whole holiday season, and we can have just as fun time if we get together on Christmas Eve, perhaps, or Boxing Day, or any time during the holidays, rather than spending a quick half hour because we have to have a mandatory appearance, you know, for brunch or whatever it might be, you know, to spend an afternoon going skiing or going for a walk, a different day. It doesn't all have to happen. There's no magical thing. There's nothing in the rule book that says it has to be done on Christmas Day. And we can cut ourselves a lot more slack and enjoy much more memorable time together if we give ourselves a little bit more space to be able to enjoy the moments in between.
This is People First Radio on CHOY, across the islands and streaming online at choy.ca.
Many of us don't have the perfect family, don't have any family, or have experienced a significant loss through death or divorce. For some of us, Christmas time can be the loneliest day of the year. Clinical counselor Fran Ferguson has provided practical suggestions to create a more meaningful and less stressful Christmas. Fran Ferguson, she joins us on the phone today from Courtney.
Fran, let's go through your list of tips for a less stressful Christmas. The first tip is about changes. Tell us more about that.
Certainly, if you've had significant changes in your life this year, it's really helpful to acknowledge them and plan to do things differently on purpose. If you've had a loss, someone important to you has died, or if a loss through other family changes like separation and divorce, Christmas is going to be different. And if we acknowledge that and say, okay, give ourselves permission to have it really much, perhaps much more low-key, to participate in something or not, do it differently, it can help to reduce the stress significantly. Take some of the strain off by taking some of the demands away.
Your second tip is about identifying what is most satisfying. Tell us more about that.
A lot of people don't know what it is that gives them satisfaction in life, never mind about Christmas. And if we're able to look at, okay, well, what do I really value about Christmas time? What is the best time that we've had? What gives me the most meaning? And we bring that to conscious awareness, then that's where we want to be focusing and putting our energy. That's the juice. So we're able to get a lot more out of that time and leave the other stuff to the side and just focus on the parts that are really good. Maybe a meaningful time is going as a family to collect a Christmas tree and bringing it back, singing carols, having a bonfire, whatever, having hot chocolate, decorating it together. Maybe that's the really meaningful part. Okay, let's put energy into that one and not rush that part and let something else go, just by way of an example.
Now, what about including various family members? You suggested to be wary of mixing family members who might not quite get along. What are your comments on that?
Family gets tricky. And if there's people in the family that you don't get along with, a couple of tips on that one. First of all, if you're getting together, avoid the touchy topics. It's not a time to be talking about politics. Especially if there's differences of views. The other thing you can do is be active, do some active games or something like that, and instead of staring at each other around the table. Alcohol and drugs are often a big problem. If you don't want to be part of it, there's no law saying that you have to. Do something different. The other thing about family is that oftentimes there may be elderly family members, or we have somebody who's ill or in a care facility, and we're not sure what to do about that. Remember, it doesn't have to be just Christmas Day and including all the chaos. stretch it out. Have time where people get along together, and spend that time together. Be creative in thinking. There's different ways that you can do it. It doesn't all have to be the happy family around the table, because if it's not that, just acknowledging it's not that, setting yourself up for it to be successful.
Now, what about, we touched on budgets already, but you said that focusing on that one day can be more stressful instead of spreading it out. Does the same go for budgets?
Absolutely. If your budget is tight, see how creative you can be. Cut back and tell people why. Actually, people can be often really relieved. If you say, well, you know what, I can't buy presents for everybody this year, or I'm going to be really slimming it down. Oftentimes, people are quite relieved. There may be a different ways, like taking names out of a hat in a family, for example, and buying one present instead of 10. Instead of cooking the whole dinner, or as I'm suggesting, sort of stretch out the season, do potlucks where everybody brings a little piece. And it doesn't have to be elaborate. There's nothing wrong with chili and buns, because, again, it's the focus on, you know, spending warm time together. Being willing to talk about that and focusing not on it being a problem, but how can we be more creative? Re-gifting is another way that we can work with budgets. There's nothing wrong with that. If there's something that you've been given that you're not going to be using and it's been sitting in the cupboard, somebody else might really enjoy that. So, again, it's just sort of lightening our expectations on ourselves can be really helpful, even when the budget is tight.
The last of your five tips for a less stressful Christmas is about not expecting magical changes. What did you mean by that, Fran?
What I mean by that is people don't magically change just because it's Christmas time. Things don't magically change. If your family has been one that has trouble getting along, don't expect that to be a change just because it's Christmas. Oftentimes we force ourselves into situations that we wouldn't otherwise be involved with. So it's giving ourselves space. Other people aren't going to change, but what we can do is we can say, okay, what can I do in this environment? I could choose to go or not go, like I mentioned earlier. I can choose to do things differently. I can choose to go for a little while. I can avoid touchy topics if I'm chatting with people. I can vote with my feet about, getting up and leaving if it's uncomfortable. I can simplify things. Maybe it's not Christmas Day that I get together. If my family doesn't get along very well, maybe I want to be somewhere where I'm establishing some new traditions instead of that. And I still care about my family, but maybe I can spend a little time with them one-on-one at a different time. Not expecting them to change, but looking at it in a broader context. Cutting ourselves some slack, in setting ourselves up to enjoy whatever time it is. Christmas, in my view, is meant to be a time for meaning, to have meaningful time together, to enjoy the connection of family, to enjoy the connection of friends. And how we do that, how we set ourselves up to do that, often makes it or breaks it for us. We do have power over how we spend our time, and we can choose to make things different. We can choose to include somebody who's alone and lonely, for example. We can choose who sits at our table and who sits at our table when. So it's up to us, to each of us, to open our hearts this Christmas time, to extend ourselves to others in a warm, loving kind of way, and to be really conscious about how we do that, rather than just kind of sliding through the season in the same old way, because that's how tradition has always been, or that's how the media hypes it. But choosing for ourselves how we want to spend Christmas with our loved ones and those in our communities.
Fran, we have just a moment left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today.
The one thought that I've been thinking about this Christmas time, and I guess this is because of my practice, I'm seeing a lot of people who are alone this Christmas, is sort of an invitation for people to stretch themselves just a little bit, to think about people in your circle or people outside of it, and think, is there somebody who's alone this Christmas time who might really welcome either a visit or a place at your dinner table? Seeing them, giving them the opportunity to be included, to feel accepted, to feel cared about, is sort of a bit of a challenge I'm putting out there to people. Just to stretch and just see what happens, opening ourselves to someone, which is really about the meaning of Christmas too, is that making space for others, and in that providing opportunity for new meaning for ourselves as well. And in that, I would like to wish everybody a very happy Christmas, and discover wonderful meaning this Christmas.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciated it, and Merry Christmas to you too.
You're very, very welcome, and Merry Christmas to everybody in Radioland.
Fran Ferguson is a registered clinical counselor and a certified stress and wellness consultant in Courtney and Powell River. You can find Fran Ferguson online at francisferguson.com. If you're interested in reading Fran's article, I'm Dreaming of a Stress-Free Christmas, the link is posted online at the People First Radio webpage. Just Google People First Radio to find our page.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with the Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.